New evidence uncovered by ARTSA's independent water testing raises more questions about the City of Cape Town's competence in managing effluent discharge at Potsdam wastewater treatment works. What is very concerning and borders on criminal is that water samples taken during our independent water testing at Potsdam on 18 November 2020 show an E. coli count of 8.4 million parts per 100 milliliters, which is extremely high. The test was taken at one of ARTSA's well-documented sampling points called PDZ, which was brought to the city's attention on numerous occasions. ARTSA informed the city of its findings, and the explanation from the city is that the embankment became saturated with water and collapsed. However, highly contaminated discharge has been observed and documented as flowing from this point on multiple occasions. We do not know whether the city is deliberately covering it up or is just plain incompetent in its management of Potsdam. According to our samples taken to date, ARTSA has confirmed time and time again that one of the major culprits to the pollution is the Potsdam wastewater treatment works. In recent months, the city has claimed that the discharge from Potsdam is well within the proper guidelines and show excellent results. ARTSA believes that this is pointless to claim excellent results on the treated effluent, while these unofficially highly contaminated discharge points continue to pollute the environment. On 21 September 2020, the Western Cape Government's Directorate Environmental Law Enforcement, or the Green Scorpions, issued the City of Cape Town with a directive, ordering it to remedy the state of the lagoon. Failure to comply is a criminal offence. On 20 October 2020, the city lodged an appeal against the terms and timelines in the directive. MEC Bredell must decide on the merits of the city's appeal and has undertaken to do so within 60 days. In light of the new evidence gathered and submitted to the Green Scorpions, we call on MEC Bredell to apply his mind when making his decision. This incompetence from the City of Cape Town has been going on long enough, and we urge the MEC to hold the city to account for its blatant disregard for the environment. We have also found, to our dismay, that the city has misled the council and the Green Scorpions about its engagements with ARTSA. In a recent council meeting, Cape Town Mayor Dan Plato told the council that he had invited ARTSA to visit Potsdam, but that ARTSA did not accept the invitation. The reality is that ARTSA has never received such an invitation from Plato or the city. The city has also told the Green Scorpions that the city is communicating with ARTSA. However, ARTSA has been unable to get responses from the city to an application under PIA for information on this issue. ARTSA will continue to monitor the water quality being discharged within the Deep River estuary and will continue to apply pressure on the authorities.